On Robin Hood Radio today, I welcome Judy Gaffney, who is a member of the Board of Trustees for the Salisbury Housing Trust, as well as the organizer of a dance that's coming up in Salisbury on August the 1st. Welcome to the show, Judy.
Thank you so much, Michael. Glad to be on this morning.
Probably a good place to start today will be to talk about the fundraising, because I also understand you are chairman of the fundraising committee.
Yes. When I got on the board, that was the role that I assumed, being a board of trustee. And I thought, you know, to make people aware of housing and the issues that we face, affordable housing in our town, besides letters of appeal, sitting down with possible donors, great to have an awareness with events like the dance party. Let's Dance for Housing, August 1st at the White Hart.
All right. So the White Hart will entertain us from 6:30 to 9.
9:30,
excuse me. And that's at a cost of $30 a person, I understand. What does that include?
That includes a first beverage on us. And dancing with DJ Dave Leonard. And I don't know if you remember Dave.
Oh, yes, I do.
He started KZE apparently years and years ago. And he is so excited to come back to town. We just worked together on a playlist for the dance, and he will be our DJ. So it'll be dancing and the first drink on us. And then we'll have pizza and, of course, available drinks that will be sold that night. The White Hart is making a special pizza, and they're noted for their pizzas, their wood-fired pizzas. So they'll be available and seating areas for people to have some pizza and continue dancing. It's in the ballroom, by the way. Mm-hmm. We didn't rent a tent. We don't want to deal with weather or bugs, and so we are doing it inside.
Does that limit the crowd then to a certain...
It does. We'll be limited to about 160 people.
Okay.
Because we have some tables set up for some folks,
right,
as well as sponsorship table and silent auction.
Now,
beautiful, beautiful gifts for a silent auction.
Can people reserve a spot at this function?
Yes. They can call me, and I will give you my two phone numbers, home and... my cell phone. So home is 860-435-2173, and my cell, 860-671-1700. You can also go on the website, you know, the affordable housing website, and find our invitation, and you can use the QR code to reserve through payment. If you want to pay at the event, call me and I'll just save your reservation. A lot of people want to give us cash or a check, not do a credit card online. So I'm keeping all those reservations. We'll have a reservation table, and in you go to dance.
All right. So I'll say right this moment then, you want to get your money in hand if you want to reserve that space.
Yes.
And the money goes to a good cause. And now I'm going to go out on a limb here. If you want to buy a seat and you want to pay more than $30, are you good with that?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, many, many people have given $50 a ticket.
Excellent.
One person donated 10 tickets so that other people may attend. I can't tell you how generous people are. Well, you know the generosity in this town, and we have been so supportive. So, yes, people have given more, donating to the association, and also, as I mentioned, you know, people buying tickets for others who might not be able to afford it.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic, and
it all goes
into a good cause, and maybe on that we can swing over to the good cause, and I think first, even though probably there are a lot of people who understand how the Housing Trust works, there may be equally as many who don't. So can you kind of give us an idea of how it is that a house becomes available through the Housing Trust for a family in need of affordable housing to purchase?
So every house has its own story, and we have 16. And the first project, as many people know, started in the early 2000s on Dunham Drive. And that land consisted of three homes that we had to renovate, older homes, and we put in five newly built homes, Dunham Drive, named Dunham after the founder of our organization, really, Richard Dunham. And from then on, every house is very different. Some people come to us and say, I can't sell my house. One recent case, a lovely family tried to sell their home and couldn't for something like $500,000, reduced it to $479,000, came to us and said, you know, our house just isn't selling. So we agreed at a price of $325,000. We had a family of four with savings of $40,000, could afford a $250,000 mortgage, and we subsidized the $75,000. The house was pristine, absolutely pristine. In other cases, the town, like Perry Street, right, a brown area,
yes,
had to be cleaned up. A cleaner's left with debris, and the town got money from the state to clean up with the stipulation that it would go to affordable housing. And we have not yet acquired the property. We're waiting for the last engineering work to be signed off to us. The town voted to give us the property, so as soon as we get that, we will be putting up two homes. We've met with the neighbors. We went through all the P&Z. So in other cases, you know, we look for a house that may be purchased and repaired. For example, the one on Main Street last year, we had a family living in that home, and the woman was in a reverse mortgage, not knowing what a reverse mortgage meant. Her husband had died. And everyone was going after her to flip that home. We went to her and said, what would you like for this house? And she said $250,000, which we paid for, and then had to remodel for a family who came back to Salisbury. Fellow has been on the fire department for 20 years, very well-known family in town, who came back after we remodeled. So every house, you know, has a different story. But yes, we look for land, we look for a house, we look for people to work with us if they can't sell their house, if they want to, you know, keep it in the market for families who live, work, and volunteer in town.
So essentially, not only do you meet the criteria, but you also finance a certain part of this.
Sometimes we do. Sometimes we do, yeah. Sometimes we don't have to. Sometimes there's a case coming up where people have the McChesney Fund, which will support that down payment. McChesney Fund in town from Salisbury to help people finance their home mortgage. And then they're able to qualify with an institution. We don't suggest an institution. They must find their mortgage with their you know, financial package.
Okay.
And then in this case, in a case coming up, we don't have to support the mortgage, but because this is a transfer of one of our homes, family has to move south due to medical reasons, and so because of their early buy-in with a home and the remodeling that they've done and the consumer price index, they have built equity in that home.
Right.
Equity a little bit larger than the family coming in, and so we make up that difference, because that is how we operate. I mean, people who are homeowners have a chance to build equity.
Yeah, and now here's an interesting point, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that when you purchase the home, you do not get the land, but the trust retains the land. Is that correct?
That is correct, and that makes it affordable.
That keeps it in that loop.
People are not paying taxes on the land, and the family actually pays a very modest ground lease fee to the trust, and the housing trust properties are deed restricted affordable homes, And then when the resale price is tied to the consumer price index, the next residence, you know, must be approved by the trust, but it keeps homes affordable for the future.
Yeah, and that's one of the interesting aspects about the housing trust is that they're actually keeping the chain going.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of times, you know, you can do one and build it out for somebody, but who's to say the next generation is going to find that an affordable house?
Exactly. Because, it's a little bit harder these days because we used to be able to do something for $50,000-$60,000 and now it's costing us, you know, $250,000, and so raising money for that is difficult, but we have been able to do it with private donations, which has been absolutely amazing. It's a wonderful organization, really, and I'm so happy to be involved in it and so passionate about it because I know so many people who are working as cashiers, they're teachers. We have two nurses on our list. You know, these people are, and they're on boards in town. You know, they love Salisbury. Some of them have lived here all their lives, and they just want to own a home.
Right.
And the American dream, right?
Yeah.
Also, I must say that the other great thing about not owning the land is that we provide help for the tree removal and all of that, right? So that's an additional.
Well, yeah,
there's savings for our homeowners because of trees that have been decayed or are really in threat of they're dead and they're falling and may hit a house or some other property. We then take them down. So we try to meet with our homeowners and ask what their needs are. Dunham Drive always needs repair of the gravel roads, and we try to keep that up, get rid of all those potholes. Do plowing for Dunham Drive. So, it's a win-win.
That's extremely helpful, that maintenance that you're talking about, because that can get into some serious amounts of money.
Yes.
And, you know, it's one of the things, home ownership, you know, you say this is great, we can do it you can buy it affordably, but then you have to keep up with it. And unfortunately, all the costs never go down. And the maintenance, as you were just saying, the roads and that type of thing can be just huge.
Exactly.
And
just the upkeep of a home itself is expensive for all of us. Painting, roof, you know, and that's their responsibility as a homeowner. Mm-hmm. But the land we help with. That is
a great relief. Yeah, the land in two directions, that you keep that property affordable in perpetuity, and also that you help those homeowners to keep them above water. Because,
right.
You know, buying a house, the expenses, it's a money pit. Even a new house is a money pit. So.
Yes, right.
Yeah, they say it's your best investment, but sometimes I don't know.
Yeah. And, you know, we have just lovely homeowners, absolutely beautiful homeowners. I sometimes don't understand why people don't want to live near an affordable home. It enhances the neighborhood. Our neighbors, our homeowners are just wonderful, wonderful people, you know?
Yeah.
Kendra, who owns the Black Rabbit, is a homeowner.
Yeah.
And she will talk about her story to anyone. And it's a great story. You know, she was going to be on the street, basically. She had 30 days to get out of her home. And luckily, we had a home available to her, quick remodeling, and she was in. So, yeah, we have lovely, lovely homeowners.
Fantastic.
So there's nothing to be afraid of with an affordable house in your area. Our people are wonderful. They're hardworking. And they're lovely. And they're responsible. But they just want the security of owning a piece of property in the town where they live, work, and volunteer.
That's right. No, I fully understand. So it's a great thing you all do. So let's swing back around one more time. You're raising money for this cause of providing affordable housing. You have four in the making right now, yes?
We have four in the making, and we have one in transition. We have that one family moving out new family moving in, right?
Okay.
So we have, five. We'll have five new families, and we have 16 existing, so... We will up and away for our new projects.
Been doing a good job and chipping away at it, one house at a time, right?
One house at a time, indeed. So I hope everyone can, if you're free, check out the dance situation. It's going to be a great, great fundraiser. Beautiful silent auction gifts. You know, a stay and dinner at the White Horse. We have a package of breakfast at On the Run. Go rafting down the Housatonic with Clark Outdoors. We have a lunch at the Black Rabbit or Mises, and then e-biking in Falls Village. So just wonderful packages, you know, for all kinds of either outdoor events or indoor events, theater, dinners. It'll be great fun.
All right, and that all takes place on Thursday, August 1st at the White Hart Inn from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. They're asking a price of $30 per person, but you can always be more generous for a good cause. And if you want to get your reservation in, you can call Judy at 860-435-2173. You gave another number. I can't recall.
Folks can text me as well, 860-671-1700.
And you can also visit the affordable housing website at the town of Salisbury, which will take you to the Housing Trust, to the invitation, where you can make your reservations there as well.
Right.
And that'll take it all out. Thank you so much, Judy. And
thank you, Michael. And thank you for your support for affordable housing. Thank you.
We're more than happy to do that.